Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the trade finance sphere, on our third-party news tracker service, Tallulah has unveiled a new AI-powered cash forecasting solution. AXA XL Insurance has promoted Peter Welton to UK Head of Energy. Digital small and medium-sized enterprise lender Lydia is launching its platform in Poland and the Czech Republic, marking the Nigerian firm's first international expansion into Europe since it was founded in 2016 in Lagos. Over in the project and exports finance space, on our essentials news offering, the Public Works Authority of Qatar has launched the RFPs for the Al Wakra and Al Wakir sewage treatment project with a deadline for responses on the 7th of January 2020. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Adani Green Energy has closed a transaction with Inox Wind and will become a strategic investor in a 50-megawatt wind power project won in a CECI wind tender. The EBRD has selected a Synergy Consulting-led consortium to support Azerbaijan's government in its first renewables energy auction. Canadian utility SAC Power has announced its intention to procure 300 megawatt of wind capacity from one or more projects to add to the Saskatchewan grid. Meridian has been granted Finland's first social PPP project with the award for the design, build, financing and maintenance of five schools and three daycare centres in the country's second largest city of Espoo. And Sempra Energy has entered into agreement to sell its Chilean businesses to Chinese company State Grid International Development for $2.2 billion in cash. And finally, in the commodity finance industry, Russian gold miner Polymetal has agreed a 10-year fixed-rate loan of $500 million with Sberbank. Nigeria's Seplat Petroleum has reached an agreement to buy Aberdeenshire-headquartered Eland Oil and Gas in an all-cash £380 million deal. Brazil-focused Alvo Petro Energy has announced the first funding on its $15 million credit agreement. Having satisfied all conditions, Group 11 Resources has agreed a deal with Glencore, which grants Glencore certain rights covering the company's zinc projects in the Republic of Ireland. The sixth round of Brazil's pre-salt production sharing, scheduled for the 7th of November, will have a record high number of companies authorised to participate since the beginning of the sharing regime's auction in 2013. And Brazilian state-run oil firm Petrobras has signed letters of intent with Japan's MODEC Inc. and Malaysia's Yinsong Holdings for charter contracts for massive offshore ships that help produce and store oil. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.